The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, if you're travelling anywhere in the country today, you could be faced with major traffic disruption due to this planned nationwide fuel protest. We'll get the latest now from News Talk reporter Josh Crosby, who's in Kildare. We'll also head to Dublin and speak to Emily Keegan and Richard Guiney, who's CEO of Dublin Town. But first to Josh. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Now, you are in Kildare. I know you've been following the progress of the convoys this morning. Where exactly are you?
Yes, so I went to Junction 14 in Monasterevin. Many listeners will know it's one of the busiest service stations in the country. And I was there for around 6:30, as one of the organisers told me yesterday that this would be the one of the more busier meeting points. Now, they were meant to arrive at 7, but it was closer to 8 before they were all gathered. Now, I've just pulled off at Kildare on the M7 to take this call, but I can tell you a lot of people are going to be late for work and other appointments if they're coming into Dublin along the Naas Road. I was averaging at around 12 kilometres an hour behind this convoy. Sometimes it was dropping to as low as 5 kilometres an hour. I actually timed how long it has taken me to get from Junction 14 to where the convoy left to where I am now. And it was taking over 35 minutes to drive just under 8 kilometres of a distance. So that gives you a sense of how slow this is moving. The protesters are making an impact already. I'd say a lot of drivers are jealous of anyone on a motorbike on this road this morning as they're able to weave through the traffic. An ambulance did have to come up along the hard shoulder with sirens on. And this is one of the effects of this type of protest that can draw criticism, is that you could potentially be delaying patients or anyone who needs to get somewhere in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. So what happens then? What do the protesters have planned once they arrive in Dublin, Josh?
Well, there are protests taking place right across the country today, with drivers coming from all over to be in Dublin to, I suppose, look, cause gridlock in the hope that it would force the government to make a move on fuel tax. Gardaí have posted online there in the last few minutes that there are slow-moving protests in Limerick, Offaly, Galway, Meath, Laois, and of course, where I am here as well, in Kildare. So the plan from the protesters is for different vehicles to join on the various convoys that are approaching Dublin. So when I left Monasterevin, there were tractors with tricolours, buses, vans, small trucks and cars, but there were not any large branded company trucks as such taking part. I was told by some drivers here this morning who were not involved with the protest that it would be smaller companies, independent businesses, farmers, builders, and all these different vehicles of shapes and sizes would be making their way to O'Connell Street. I believe they aim to get up to the Dáil as well. So look, it's yet to be seen what impact this will have once they reach the city centre, but I can safely say anyone travelling on the main roads into Dublin can forget about making their destination on time.
All right, Josh, we'll check in with you a little bit later on. That's News Talk reporter Josh Crosby. Let's go to our reporter Emily Keegan now, joining us from Lusk in County Dublin. So Emily, tell us exactly where you are and what you've been seeing this morning.
Yeah, so I actually started off at Castle Bellingham in Louth this morning, which was supposed to be one of the main meetup points. And when I arrived there, I think it was a bit slow to get going. I arrived at 7 o'clock. And as you heard from Josh there, it was kind of a similar situation where it was closer to 8 before people started arriving, mainly smaller vehicles and no real Garda presence there. So I travelled down the M1 and I'm now at the service station just off the motorway at Lusk. And it's a much bigger turnout here. Like, you name it, they've got it. We've got lorries, buses, tractors, cars, trucks, everything here. And all right, the service station itself is full with lorries. And as I'm speaking to you, more and more tractors are arriving. And I've been speaking to people here and they're voicing the exact same things Josh has said there. They're calling for the government to put a cap on fuel prices, as we've seen in other countries. And they're calling for a relief on the taxes on the fuel. And the same plan, they're going into O'Connell Street and they're planning to block it. And they say that they're willing to block it for a couple of days if that's what it takes to get the government to react, the government's reaction. Now, they're just getting ready to set off here. They're starting to put up their signs. We've got signs saying hashtag Irish fuel protest with tricolours all behind them. And it's not just hauliers and farmers that are here. I was speaking to one woman who's actually a healthcare worker and she was saying it's getting to the point where she might have to leave her job and that would put people at risk who aren't getting care in North County Dublin because she just simply can't afford to fill up the tank and to get from place A to place B. So it's affecting all members of the community, and all members of the community are here and are represented in Lusk this morning.
Okay, so they're going to set off pretty soon, Emily, on this slow moving progress into Dublin city centre.
Yes, that's it exactly. So I know, as Josh was saying, Monastir Evan started off a bit earlier, and when I was leaving Castle Bellingham, there was talks that they were going to travel down to Lusk and meet up here, and then they were all going to head off together. But I can see as I'm standing here, they're starting to get into the driver's seats of all the vehicles and they're getting ready to go, and it's going to be again another slow moving protest in. So anyone who is planning on heading out onto the roads in the next little while, be prepared to be there for a while.
Okay, Emily Keegan there joining us from Lusk. And before those hauliers, protesters, agricultural contractors leave, let's speak to one of them, Shay, who is a haulier. And Shay, you're at Lusk service station this morning, are you?
Yes, that's correct.
So tell me what you're looking for today.
Well, basically looking for the government to take notice of us and, you know, this carbon tax thing, and reduce the excise duty if they have to, whatever they have to do for us to survive. I mean, we're living in an island here. Everything is transported by goods at some stage of its life. So why are they totally ignoring us?
So they say
they have given something to us, but it's not enough, because like Malta have capped it at 140. Poland have done something. So, you know, the Spanish government have done something for the haulage industry.
Mm-hmm. So
why ignore us?
Give us a sense of how much your costs have increased by.
50%.
50%?
The fuel has gone up by 50%. We've gone to customers. We said we need more. Customers are now saying we can't give any more. We're at the brink here now. So when you can't get it out of your customer, what are you supposed to do? Die by a thousand cuts, or just go out of business and stop working?
So what's going to happen today? I mean, Emily said she's been speaking to some people who say they're going to stay in Dublin city centre until something is done. What do you plan to do?
Well, that seems to be the resolve of everybody. And I mean, I'm not organising this. I'm only just as an individual here, you know, fighting for... I'm in the business over 40 years, and this is the biggest I've ever seen it. Mm-hmm. Because you have it from all different sectors, all want to be part of it. The general public are sick of it. And I know people are going to be a bit annoyed about it and the whole thing. They might get caught in traffic jams or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, whatever we get from the government, that will be for them as well. It's not only for the haulage industry, for the farmers, the contractors that, you know, work the fields, for the forestry industry.
I suppose,
so
though,
for everybody here.
The other side of it, though, is, Shay, that if you seize up the cities, you know, around the country, there will be less business done and there'll be more of an economic impact then for everyone.
That may be so, Claire, but this is sink or swim for us. That's what it is. It boils down to.
So you,
and people are on the breadline here now at this stage. When I was talking to that girl there that you mentioned about the healthcare worker, I couldn't believe it when she told me she was being paid €10.50 an hour, and she has to drive around in her own car.
Yeah, and there are lots of people who are in that situation, and we know that the unions have called on the government to change the rates for healthcare workers who are able to claim back for their mileage. But for you, you mentioned there that you've passed on some of these cost increases to consumers and to your customers, and they've said, no, we can't take any more.
Exactly. They have come to the table and tried to meet us. And again, it's just a knock-on effect. And people, you know, saying, oh, the cost of living has gone so dear. This is part of the reason why it's gone so dear. It's because we pass it on, the transport costs go up, the cost of manufacturing goes up, the fuel for machinery, whatever it is that they use. Everything is just getting too dear.
Yeah,
we can't do business in this country anymore.
I'm about to speak to Richard Guiney from Dublin Town, and Richard represents businesses in the city centre. They're going to really feel the heat from this, Shay, as you know. You know, people aren't going to be able to get in to those shops today and tomorrow if it lasts beyond today. What do you say to those business owners who are going to lose trade because of this?
Well, we're sincerely sorry for losing trade. At the same time, I'm sure they have the transport costs hitting them, the transport, their own transport to getting from their home to their workplace. So it is to benefit everybody, because at the end of the day, the taxes that the government collect, it's not their money to give away. It's our money, and they should be giving it back to the people to help the people through this crisis. It is a crisis.
Yeah, and I mean, we've had ministers in here. We had Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, in last week talking about the excise cuts that they have agreed to give. And he would say, whatever they give now in terms of further excise cuts comes off the bottom line when it comes to the budget. You know, health spending, education spending, potential tax cuts, that everybody will feel the pain next October if they spend the money now.
But this is money. This is increase of the price of the litre of fuel. Okay, so anything that it goes up by, they're taking 65% of it. So they're getting additional funding. They're awash with money at the moment, and they're totally ignoring the people of this country.
Okay, well, listen, Shay, we'll let you get on because I know the convoy is about to leave there, but thanks for taking the time to speak to us. That's Shay, who's a haulier, getting ready to move off from Lusk Service Station and travel into town. Richard Guiney, as I said, is with us as well from Dublin Town. Richard, listening to that, you could be in and your members could be in for a difficult few days.
Yeah, look, you know, obviously one has sympathy for everybody in the current circumstances, and businesses themselves are obviously facing large energy price increases. I think, look, you made the point that particularly for hauliers, you know, our members and similar businesses around the country are their customers, and you know, we've got common cause in a lot of this. But I think, you know, just the experience of previous similar protests, you know, the city continued to function. And I think, you know, the protesters just lost goodwill from people who could be their allies. So I'm not sure that they're going to get what they want out of the kind of protest. And, you know, in terms of the general public, a lot of people will just work from home during the protest. So I'm not sure what they're going to gain out of it. But
you don't think it's going to work? No.
I don't think so. And just the previous experience has been, you know, that it hasn't worked. And, you know, yeah, look, I expect that we will see falls in the footfall, but probably in a region around about 10%. That's what the experience was before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those businesses, particularly in the retail side of the house, are already, you know, with all the other options that are out there, online shopping, et cetera, are feeling a fair bit amount of stress. So, you know, like, obviously, I think we all need a strong economy, as you pointed out. And I think, you know, that's what we need to work together towards.
All right. Well, listen, we'll keep a close eye on it over the course of the morning. Richard Guiney, thank you for joining us on that protest, which is getting underway in earnest now. We'll come back to it later on when we see if it's beginning to bite.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.